Well, the picture tells the entire story. Another trip to the West Coast ends with another disastrous outcome. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And the Jaguars were out of this one early. Phillip Rivers led an opening drive touchdown, and the floodgates opened from there. It really was a combination of penalties, turnovers, and mistakes across the board that doomed the Jaguars from the very early stages of this game.
We didn't have a very good day. So, you know, we'll count on that. We'll count on the character to bring us back. And we don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves or point the fingers. We need to find and get these corrections made and then move on.
I mean, it's pretty embarrassing. But, you know, we're 0-2. That's what it is. So now we get an opportunity to find out what kind of team we are and what we're going to do about it. Just didn't play well. You know, it's hard to win when you don't play well at the quarterback position.
You know, I thought we were fully prepared for this game. But, I mean, in this instance, I mean, we came out and they played better ball than we did. You know, we down two games, only two games. I think there's plenty of football left to play. So we just can't hang our heads. We got to get back to the drawing board and get back together as a team and work on the things that we do.
We really don't care what people are going to do. As far as us, our expectations are going to be high, going to continue to be high. We know what we're capable of as far as the talent on this team. Yeah, we fell short, but we still got 14 games to go.
A few game notes to share with you. Scary moment on the field at Qualcomm Stadium as Kelvin Beachum lay motionless in the third quarter. He was strapped to a backboard and taken off the field into an ambulance, into the hospital. The official word this evening is he's being treated for a concussion. Stay tuned, more to come on that story. On a good note, and there was at least one, pass rush got going, 3 sacks today of Phillip Rivers. In 6 previous games against Rivers, they only had 6, so today they got 3. Dante Fowler Jr. had 2, Yannick Ngakoue had 1, and a strip sack. Jaguars recovered with Chargers deep in their territory. So at least the pass rush showed signs of life. Jaguars fall at Qualcomm, same old story, big 38-14. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.